Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the New Testament book of Luke. Now to Pastor Chris.
Luke chapter 2 on our journey through the Word, the story of the day that peace came to earth. That peace arrived as a little baby boy, and for anyone who's ever longed for peace in the world, or peace in your heart, this story is essential. It is, of course, the Christmas story, the birth of Jesus. Now it starts with the census taken in verse 1, and the entire Roman world moving back to their hometowns to be counted. It continues with a journey to Bethlehem in verse 4 for Joseph and Mary. Now this may be subtle, but underneath this very human story, there is a great undercurrent of God's mighty hand working everything together. Everything to keep in line with Old Testament prophecies. See, in verse 4, they moved to Bethlehem, and that fulfills one prophecy. It also says that Joseph belonged to the line of David, and that fulfills another prophecy. And there are many more prophecies fulfilled throughout the chapter. God is at work, and he moves the entire Roman world around to set his plans in place. Now let's start in at verse 6. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And just as simple as that, Almighty God entered the world that he created, coming as a baby human being, a little boy who was laid down to sleep in a feeding trough. The story continues with a group of shepherds out under the starry night skies above Israel's countryside. Keep in mind that shepherds were the outcasts of society, the lowest of the low. Yet God loves to show up and talk to the outcasts. At verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." That is an awesome proclamation. Never forget that the story of Jesus is good news of great joy, and may it always be great joy to your heart and mine. The angel announces that in the town of David a Savior has been born. Right from the very beginning, it is clear that Jesus was born to be a Savior. He is the Messiah, and he is the Lord. Jesus came to save, not to condemn. We were already condemned. What we need is a Savior. And then at verse 13, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." Peace on earth. That's a favorite phrase around Christmas time, and for a good reason. It's right here in the Christmas story. But sometimes those three amazing words get separated from the story of the birth of Jesus. I remember riding in the Small World ride at Disneyland around Christmas one year. It was all lit up and beautiful. At the end of the ride, they had the words, "Peace on Earth," written on a banner, and then again in languages from around the world. It was a very nice sentiment, but there was no nativity, nothing about Jesus anywhere. Now, I'm not offended that they didn't include Jesus in their Christmas decor. After all, it's my job to proclaim the good news of great joy, not Disney's. They didn't want to offend anyone, but think about this. Can you really have peace on earth if you don't have Jesus? When Jesus came to the earth, he was peace incarnate. He brought peace with him. And without Jesus, peace on earth just isn't possible. See, Jesus brings us a peace that the world cannot offer in spite of all its well wishes. Peace on the inside, peace with God, even when the whole world is at war on the outside. Back in chapter 2, the shepherds are excited at the news. They go see the baby, and then they're ready to go tell it on the mountain to anyone they can find that Jesus Christ is born. After this, the story begins to read a little bit dry, but it's essential. Check out verse 21. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. So he was circumcised in verse 21, then Mary and Joseph waited out the time of purification and presented him to the Lord in verses 22 and 23, and finally made a sacrifice offering for him in 24. They did all of it, as it says three times, in keeping what is said in the law of the Lord. Mary and Joseph did all that the law required. That's essential because Jesus came to fulfill the law. And even as a baby, before he had any choice in the matter, he completed all that was required of him by the law. Not one thing was missed, so that he could be a complete Savior for us. And notice that the sacrifice offered at verse 24 was the sacrifice for a poor family, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. That means that Jesus chose to be born into a poor family. Now, while this poor young family is at the temple, they encounter an old man named Simeon, who gives a prophecy about Jesus, and he reminds them that peace on earth doesn't come without a price tag. At verse 34, "Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, 'This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too.'" So Simeon warns the young couple of the effect that Jesus will have on the world, and it won't be easy. Jesus will be spoken against so that many hearts will be revealed. That's not easy or pretty. And a sword will pierce Mary's soul as well. This experience will be deeply personal for the young mom, just as reading the gospel should be for me and you. They return home, and Jesus grows up in Nazareth. In verse 40, he grows in strength and in wisdom. And we have just one story from his childhood. Jesus is 12 years old, and his family goes to Jerusalem for the Passover. Then at verse 43, "After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it." Now, families traveled in large groups for the Passover, and it wasn't hard to misplace one child. But before you get mad at his mom and dad, apply this to yourself. It is possible for you or me to go to a religious event, like a Passover, or maybe church for you, that's all about Jesus, and somehow leave Jesus behind. If you head home and realize that you didn't bring Jesus home with you, if he isn't showing in the way you treat your family, go back to where you last saw him. His parents go back looking for him in verse 46, and after 3 days they find him. A bit of foreshadowing there with the 3 days before finding him again. Then at verse 49, "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" See, when you've misplaced Jesus, when you can't find him in your heart or in your life, go back to find him in his Father's house. It amazes me how many places we can go looking for God in our lives when, of course, Jesus is always hanging out in his Father's house. Go back to church. In spite of all their issues, you'll always find Jesus among his people. I also want to encourage you to read Luke chapter 2 today. Enjoy the good news and share the great joy that Jesus Christ is born. And as you read, invite the peace that came to earth on that holy night to come into your heart as well.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries in Diamond Head, Mississippi. You can find information and links for all of our teachers on the website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.